This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Again, your number is 877-217-5757, 16 days removed from the presidential election. The margin in Louisiana was almost 19 points of Donald Trump defeating Joe Biden, and Trump, our president, won by 20 points here in 2016. The election was very similar, and in many states, the margin was very similar. But in enough states, Joe Biden got more votes than did Hillary Clinton. Trump also got more votes than he did in 2016. But the margin now is right at 6 million, almost to the number 6 million, almost 80 million for President-elect Biden, and almost 74 million for President Trump. And that number will grow for both candidates, but by the time it's over, Joe Biden will probably win by about 6.5 to 7 million votes in the overall vote, which would be a margin that is the most since 2008, when Barack Obama beat John McCain by almost 10 million votes. So it's not a particularly close race. In Louisiana, as we know, we went red, as did most of the South, Georgia excluded. Looks like Georgia is going to go for President-elect Biden, but this election is such that the president has not conceded, and it's a continuing story because it has reverberations as far as how the government will be handled with the exchange of power on January 20th. And as I look at Woody Jenkins, who's the head of the Republican Party of East Baton Rouge Parish, his headline from his newspaper, Central City News, Mark Ballard, reads, "How Election Was Stolen, the Scandal of the Century." That's how Lewis Elwood Woody Jenkins terms this election that was, for all intents, a rout for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. But many Trump supporters, including former Representative Jenkins, are not giving up the ghost anyway, anyhow. What do you think, Mark?
I think they're trying to weaken Joe Biden's administration coming in. And then that seems to be the main thing. I'm at a loss as to why Trump can't look at the inevitable and say, you know, now's the time to transition.
Well, and he has people who are his lieutenants, like Representative Jenkins, who served in the Louisiana legislature for about a quarter century. The sub-headline reads, "Fake votes were reported in multiples of 4,800 votes in Georgia, 6,000 in Pennsylvania in identical fashion." Well, even if this were true, it still would not be enough for Donald Trump to win either one of those states. And all of the election fraud that is being alleged, and there really is no real proof, all the election fraud is directed at Joe Biden. If there were fraud, it would seem that there might be fraud on both sides. But this is a way to gum up the works and to muddy the ascension to power of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. And I heard last night a poll shows that 50% of Republicans around the country are buying into it, who believe that the election was stolen from President Trump. What will this do as far as the mechanics of government?
Well, it's keeping the Biden administration from properly transferring power and getting set up. And I think that we're probably going to see this go on until the Electoral College votes, which I think is December the 14th.
That is correct, yes. And right.
It makes it so much more difficult for the incoming administration to get its feet on the ground.
If you would like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, told a judge in Pennsylvania that poll watchers were denied the opportunity to have an unobstructed observation and ensure opacity. He says, "I'm not sure what opacity means. Probably means you can see, right?" Well, the judge says, "No, it means you can't see." And Rudy Giuliani's response was, "Big words, Your Honor, big words." Well, Rudy, if nothing else, is a character, but this is serious business, and it goes right to the heart of what our country is all about. And it's not going to do any good. And I guess the question, Mark, is it going to do any good for the president? Will there be a second act based on his claim that he was robbed of an election victory?
Well, I have have a feeling that that's what's going to be the theme of the next 4 years, and it certainly has kept his base energized in Louisiana, particularly. It's kept his base energized, and we'll probably see that in 2 years with the when the House is up for re-election again. And we'll probably see it again in 4 years. But I think it's going to be the theme for the next 4 years of how it was stolen.
Patrick in Innisfail Estates. Patrick, you're on the air with Mark Ballard.
Hey. Okay, so for 4 years we heard about how Trump rigged the election using the Russians. There was a big investigation by Mueller. And for 4 years we've been hearing from Democrats how the 2016 election was a fraud. And now it's like it's the reverse, and now all of a sudden the election is kosher, nothing went wrong. I don't know either way. I guess I'd like to see if there's evidence, at least investigate the ballots, make sure that they were signed by real people, and then go from there. I'd like to at least see if the evidence is there. If there is no evidence, then obviously nothing happened. But if the evidence shows that there's a lot of fraudulent signatures, that it just seems kind of weird that the House flipped for Republicans, but yet Trump still lost the election. That doesn't make a lot of sense. I just think more needs to be looked into this.
Well, the House didn't flip. It didn't flip.
But it did go Republican.
Well,
I mean,
and they
a lot
gained
more.
Some seats. Okay. But anyway.
There are a couple of things there that I want to unwrap. Is that, you know, yes, it is true that there was a lot of questioning about the elections because of the Russian interference in 2016. But this kind of narrative that that the Democrats went all crazy negates the fact that for 8 years the Republicans went all crazy against Obama. I mean, they threatened his family. They threatened his children. I mean, that is part of the landscape. And as far as the signatures go, I mean, I know that in East Baton Rouge Parish that they actually, when they get the mail-in ballots, one of the first things that they do is check the signatures against the signature that they have on file there. And so the signature part is done. And I would agree with the caller if there has been any evidence that's been accepted that there was a widespread fraud.
Mm-hmm. And occasionally, we do have elections in which the electorate votes for divided government. In 1972, now I was in grade school, but I remember that election. Richard Nixon beat George McGovern in 49 states, but Republicans lost seats in both the House and Senate. So the fact that Republicans ended up gaining a few seats in the House and losing one in the Senate is hardly an indicator that Trump was cheated. And if you're going to cheat, why not cheat all the way? Why not go ahead and try to get more Democrats in the House and Senate? 877-217-5757, Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. You're on with Mark Ballard. Hi, Henry.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Mark. Lord of mercy, I think I remember Mr. Woody telling us the scandal of the century was back when Mary Landrieu whooped him. So I'm glad to see Mr. Woody found him another scandal of the century.
That was the last century. That was the 20th century. This is the 21st.
Oh, okay. So Mr. Woody, I wonder what his scandal is going to be next century, if he's going to give it to us from the grave or what.
Well, he might.
Anyway, unless he lives a long time.
Well, keep going.
Anyway, Mr. Jim, you kind of stepped into the point that I was going to make. How is it that the Democrats are able to thread the needle and just fraudulently steal the election from Trump, yet so many other Republicans were able to get in office? It seems like a masterful job of election fraud, and I'm just wondering how they do it and if they got a patent on it yet.
Well, to be fair, is that a lot of the congressional races are local. And so, I mean, people know who, we'll take example, Garrett Graves in Baton Rouge. They know Garrett Graves. They like Garrett Graves, and they vote for him on that basis. Whereas we don't really know Trump, we don't really know Biden, and we're voting based on broad partisan political issues when we vote for president. And I think that that plays a role into, you know, why a congressman can win election against his party.
Sabash at the Country Club, I guess a neighbor of Henry's. Sabash, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Engster. What I don't understand is that the difference between 2016 and 2020 is Clinton accepted the defeat next morning. So that's what we want. We want the president to accept the defeat, and that's fine. They can protest, do whatever they want.
All right. Well, Mark, I don't think the president will ever concede the election, and he probably won't go to the inauguration. He's digging in.
That will be historic. That will be historic. But I think that that this will all end with the Electoral College. You know, I mean, they're the ones that will make the final decision, and you know, and then it'll be, you know, the soldiers walking Mr. Trump out of the White House.
If that happens, let's hope there's a peaceful transition. The president has been a groundbreaker in many ways. I think he's the first president in modern time, of course, to win an election for the highest office in the world without ever serving in any other office. He's got more divorces than any president in the history of the United States. In fact, more divorces than all the presidents put together. All the ones before him, never. There was only one. That was Ronald Reagan. Trump's got two. And he's the only president to have lost the overall vote twice by decided margins. 3 million votes almost in 2016. And it looks like it's going to be around 7 million votes in 2020. We'll be back with Mark Ballard after this timeout. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. We've got some folks lined up to talk with Mark Ballard, Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate. We're reviewing the election 16 days removed from a 306 to 232 win in the Electoral College for Joe Biden and margin in the overall vote by almost 7 million votes anticipated. And yet President Trump has not conceded the election. Stephen in Denham Springs. Stephen, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Stephen.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah. What do you think the end game of Donald Trump's his agenda for trying to beat the electoral system? I'm trying to understand what he's trying to get at, and it's not working for him.
Well, Mark, it's hard to read the president's mind, but he could sincerely believe he's been robbed, or he could be doing this for other reasons, but he's doing it, and it's causing a lot of chaos in our country. Any thoughts about his motivations?
Well, again, you know, I have to read tea leaves just like everybody else because I don't know what's going on in his mind about it. But what the outcome of it, the way that I think it's going, is that, that he'll be able to, with this particular narrative, be able to keep his base energized for the next 4 years. It will cause problems with the Biden administration over the next 4 years, and I think that we're looking at the House elections in 2 years and the presidential election in 4 years. That is the ultimate aim of all of this. But that's my opinion because I don't know what's going on in the president's mind.
Sabash, we got Sabash in. Thank you, Sabash. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil. You're on with Mark Ballard. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mr. Ballard. Yeah, I wonder when our delegation was briefed about the COVID-19 pandemic that was headed our way. I know the president was, and when did our senators and representatives know about this?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Something we should probably ask. We do know that the president knew about the danger of COVID-19 prior to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and that was what caused the spike in New Orleans and ultimately around the state. So, when did he inform our delegation about that? I don't know. I don't know. That is a good question.
Well, and both senators in Georgia, who were running for re-election in the January 6th runoff, David Perdue, who's facing John Ossoff, and Kelly Loeffler, who's an appointed senator, who's facing Raphael Warnock. They both sold their stocks after getting a COVID briefing, and while telling the people of Georgia and of America that everything was going to be okay. So it would be interesting to know what John Kennedy knew and when he knew it. Same for Bill Cassidy, and whether there was any kind of trading in the markets. So far, there's no indication of that, but it's nice to know. Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Morning. Yes, for Trump's motivation, I just say, once a con artist, always a con artist.
Simply put, and Mark Trump is in everybody's mind in this country, and last time around in the 2016 election, a little over 130 million votes were cast. And this time around, more than 160 million votes will be cast when they're all tallied. And if you believe that there were 160 million Americans who voted, and I do, what's the reason? I think the reason is Donald Trump. Joe Biden's going to end up getting over 80 million votes. Nobody ever got more than 66 million before this. Why did they vote for Joe Biden? I don't think it was necessarily because they liked him. It was because those who voted for him, many voted for him because they were voting against his opponent.
Well, he certainly, the president certainly has brought a lot of attention to the White House with his tweets and with his actions. Remembering that he is a reality show host, and he kind of turned the White House and his administration into a reality show, and it attracted a lot of attention, and it attracted a lot of voters that wanted to weigh in on this.
Stevenson.
And remember that nearly half of the voters that cast ballots for him.
Yes, well, 47%, and it was 46% last time, so he actually got a higher percentage, a little higher, but he, of course, last time lost by 2 percentage points, 2.1 in the overall vote, and this time it'll be over 4, but about double, but he still got a lot of votes, more votes than anybody in the history of the country, with one exception, Joe Biden, who will be the president on January 20th. Steve in St. Francisville, Steve Wynham, former budget director, says Trump has been a horrible president because he is a horrible person. Enough people saw that. I don't know why we continue to not acknowledge that. And Gustavo in Goodwood says, I should quit calling Joe Biden president-elect, that he's not president-elect until the Electoral College meets. And you could make a case for that, but I think if you listen 4 years ago at this time, I was calling President Trump president-elect Trump. And Mark, it's the longest of long shots, but if somehow, some way, these electors can be coaxed into voting rogue, it could be a mess on December 14th. It could go the other way, but I wouldn't count on it.
Well, yeah, it's you have to look at the Republican legislatures, the Republican majority legislatures in the swing states like Pennsylvania and Michigan, and there's a real, you know, there's a possibility that they could annul the what the votes were and cast their electoral votes for President Trump. I think that would cause a great deal of consternation and controversy around the country.
You think? Yeah.
But it is possible.
It is possible. Okay, Shaw on Florida Boulevard. Shaw, you're on with Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm fascinated by the conversation, and everyone has sort of danced around the reality that we have a psychopath in the White House, and we keep hoping that he's going to behave in a normal fashion, which he's totally incapable of. And what is further, he's more like a cult figure, and he's got these people that they would drink the Kool-Aid.
All right, and Shaw doesn't sound like a Trump voter, Mark.
No, and I think that just underlines what I just said is why there were so many people that showed up for this election was nobody has middle of the road opinions about either of these men, and they all wanted to say, have their say the best way they can in the voting booth.
William in Opelousas. William, you're on with Mark Ballard. Hi, William.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mark. No, Jim, these Republicans keep saying that the Democrats stole the election and they know better. They refuse to acknowledge the fact that the Lincoln Project was ran by Republicans and that many prominent Republicans endorsed Joe Biden, including Cindy McCain. Thank you for taking my call.
There were many Republicans who endorsed Joe Biden. That is correct.
That is correct. And so, yeah, and that does not seem to be the lead. I mean, in fact, the head of the agency that that Trump founded for election security said, well, this is the most secure election we've ever had, and he got fired.
And another listener, this is Carol in Scotlandville asking about the election, and right now it looks like a done deal that Joe Biden's going to win and Donald Trump's going to go home, but questions whether he will go quietly, and it could be quite a charade on January 20th at noon when Joe Biden takes the oath of office. Carolyn notes that others like Al Gore and Richard Nixon, who lost contested elections, did so with grace. Grace is apparently not in Trump's playbook. I wouldn't expect him to shake hands and wish the new president well.
Well, yeah, I will be surprised if he actually goes to the inauguration. I mean, I think he should, and I think he might, but all the indications are that, you know, he'll head back to Florida.
And Ernie at LSU says, name one Republican of note in Louisiana who endorsed Joe Biden. That's a good question. I can't think. The Republicans in Louisiana, they dug in big time for the president, didn't they?
Well, and what Ernie is asking about is, you know, elected officials that endorsed Biden, and it just is not in the cards for elected officials to be going against the president in a state where he is so popular.
It is notable that some elected officials ran away from the president, such as Billy Nungesser, and that may come back to help Billy Nungesser, or it could hurt him, depending on your point of view. Lastly, another listener asks about a story that was in The Advocate yesterday about Congressman Scalise calling for federal primaries to occur before November. We used to do this, but we didn't because we would be electing people before the November cycle. Is this possible to change it back, Mark?
You know, it might be. There seems to be he raises the issue, and it has been raised a number of times, in that because of the December election, general election, that our congressmen don't get up there in time to get the prime seats in the committees.
And in Georgia, of course, two U.S. Senate races will be decided in January. Mark, many thanks as always. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support. Until tomorrow, stay safe and stay tuned.